Proclamation number 0384 of 21st of April, 1938. Flower Garden. Heart of the Human. Virtues. Poem. In the garden of the Lord many flowers blossom that need diligent care, and all these flowers the Lord lets grow under His supervision. Every seed in this garden was sown by the Lord Himself, so that a noble plant would develop from it, which in turn would flourish and blossom for the joy of countless beings. So also the Lord has chosen many a child on earth to lead a joy-awakening existence among His creatures, which also arose out of His power, like wondrous flowers that make people happy. They are nurtured and cared for by a loving hand, and yet through their existence they exert an influence on so many hearts, which is equal to that of an exceedingly beautiful flower with its scent and visual magic. A human being seldom wants to do without the pleasures that blossoms and flowers in every species offer him. So also the blessing, which emanates from such human children, will not be willingly missed. Just like many people who are depressed by the monotony of their life, who would like to make this life blossom, and this is what such a being brings about by trying to intervene to help everywhere and to be, like flowers, active in the true sense of the word. Love your fellow human beings. And give them joy. The greatest joy, however, is when flowers of love are planted and nurtured, singing honor and praise in ever more beautiful flowers of their Creator. So the heart of every human being should be truly adorned with flowers. This heart should be a garden of God, where all virtues are cultivated and carefully guarded like flowers and blossoms, in order to then shine and delight both the eternal Creator and His creatures. The children of the earth, who think they are already on earth in such an environment in paradise that pleases their eyes and heart, and who will always strive to cultivate such a well-designed garden carefully, so that it also pleases the Lord, who in His love has created everything beautiful, so that the human soul recognizes in it the great kindness of the Father and His everlasting loving care for everything that arises in the universe. So all flowers bloom only for your joy on earth. And every flower shall become for you a symbol of that. That you complete yourselves more and more in color, form and fragrance. That you, what every flower does, always turn to the light. Those who never enjoy the scent of flowers are never chosen to cultivate such glory, born of God's love. Amen.